Hello, I'm Associate Editor Jeff Kelly, and here's a roundup of the news, tips, and other resources you'll find this week on searchcio.com. Lured by the whiz-bang features of Voice over Internet Protocol, and of course, improved quality and reliability, businesses are ready to give up private branch exchanges and switch to IP telephony, albeit with some reservations. A new survey by Forrester Research shows that 23% of North American companies fully deployed are in the midst of deploying IP telephony this year, versus just 14% in 2006. The survey also found that 54% of North American and European companies plan to increase their spending on IP telephony equipment and services this year, versus 51% in 2006. 35% said they expect their migration to IP telephony to be complete in 2008, while 90% of companies will have completed their migration by 2012. Elizabeth Harrell, a VP at Forrester, said that virtually all research and development for the last 5 to 7 years has been in IP telephony technology, while traditional time division multiplexing PBXs are growing older, and vendors have pretty much stopped any new development in that area. As a result, they're being phased out. Most enterprises are waiting to do the transition at a time that makes sense to their business operations, not necessarily because a vendor has a new product, she said, but IP telephony is replacement technology, and the replacement cycle is well underway. Although the transition to IP telephony is in full swing, Harrell said adoption of related voice applications and services, such as unified messaging, desktop video, and conferencing, are lagging behind the pace of system upgrades. She said adopters of IP telephony are missing a big opportunity. The good news, bad news out of Dell last week caused a brief stir on Wall Street. Investors lauded improved second quarter earnings, but ultimately agreed with CIO Michael Dell that the world's number two computer maker is still in the early stages of remaking itself. CIOs would do well to follow Dell's progress in two areas, professional services and storage, according to industry analysts. The more pertinent news for them might well come out of this week's VMware event in San Francisco, where it would be natural for a company interested in exploiting the growing interest in virtualization to make some noise. The company reported that second quarter earnings increased 46% compared with last year, due largely to strong sales on server and notebook PCs. Expenses and fines related to the federal and internal investigations of the company's bogus accounting practices, however, cut into those earnings. There was also the head-scratching fact that the company couldn't meet demand for its hip new Inspiron and XPS color notebooks. Bottom line, by Friday afternoon, shares had slipped 21 cents, and the consensus was that the founder and returning CEO Dell no doubt is right. While we've made progress against our goals, we are still in the early stages of transforming our company's structure, cost, and operations, Dell said in a statement. Charles King of Pundit IT Research in Hayward, California, said turning around a ship of state doesn't happen overnight. That the company saw growth in most of its businesses is a good sign, King said. The shakeout over the SEC investigation took some of the wind out of its sails, but Dell, who returned to the company in February, and the executives he's brought in deserve a pat on the back, King said. It's probably best to get as much of the bad news out of the way as quickly as possible and move on, he said. For CIOs, Dell's continuing position as a leader in the x86 product area in desktops, notebooks, and servers means that the company can't be counted out. The news is not good for service-oriented architecture. A new survey by Nucleus Research reveals that most SOA projects fail to deliver ROI. The survey of 106 organizations found that only 37% of SOA projects demonstrate ROI. David O'Connell, a senior analyst at Nucleus, said that IT does succeed some of the time in getting benefits from SOA in the form of improved developer productivity, but the adoption tends to be somewhat narrow. People, he said, tend to get into SOA in an ad hoc or departmental basis. O'Connell said adoption of SOA tends to get stranded. He said a major value of SOA is the concept of reuse. In SOA, developers create software that performs general function or services that can work in different business contexts. These services can be strung together in an architecture to perform business processes. A major advantage of such architecture is that many of the software services can be reused, saving time and resources and speeding deployment in application development. O'Connell said organizations often fail to delve deeply enough with their SOA adoption. They will see some benefits in the form of improved productivity for software developers and testers, but adoption of this reusable software isn't broad enough. Jeff Christick, VP of Marketing at TIBCO Software, a vendor of SOA software and consulting services, said it was possible that many of the organizations surveyed by Nucleus are on their way towards an ROI. They just haven't reached it yet. Christick pointed out that companies often don't see a return on their first couple of SOA projects. It's only after several projects are in place and companies are reusing software code that it truly starts to see positive results. O'Connell of Nucleus said Christick's point is valid, but he added that SOA has been around for a while, and the lack of ROI has more to do with a lack of breadth rather than a lack of projects. Also on searchcio.com this week, be sure to check out Nick Nicolaisen's latest column on how he fixed his telco billing problems and a piece by contributor Brian Johnson that offers tips and advice on how to coordinate the ITIL stakeholders in your organization successfully. All these articles, tips, and other resources are available this week on CertCIO.com. I'm Associate Editor Jeff Kelly, and thanks for listening.